on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon, how are we? Welcome to Phoenix 98 FM, and this is the Weekend Wind-Up.
There was a time when I was so broken-hearted. Love wasn't much of a friend of mine. The tables have turned. Yeah!
For my head, I got a pencil full of lead and some water for my throat. I got buttons for my coat and sails on my boat. So much more than I needed before. I got money in the meter and a turbo heater. Oh, and now it's getting on the road. It's only getting sweeter. I got legs on my chairs and a head full of hair. Bought a pan and some shoes in my feet. I got a shelf full of books and most of my teeth. Two pairs of socks and a door with a lock. I got food in my belly and a license for my telly. And nothing's gonna bring me down. For the scenes, I'm out and about, so I'm in with a shout. I got a favorite chat, but better than that. Food in my belly and a license for my daddy, and nothing's gonna bring me down.
Some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon, how are we? Good to have your company. You're listening to the Weekend Wind-Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. How are you? Happy Saturday, hope you had a great week and you got a great weekend coming up. It was nice and bright coming in, it's now getting rather cloudy, but more on the weather later on. And do I have a cracking show for you today? Yes, I do, I hear you cry. Or hear me cry, should I say. I've got a brilliant cover for another today. Danny's Choice. Bit of an anthem. Take 5. The Phoenix Film and DVD review. Oh, basically everything. You don't need to go anywhere. But get in touch. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Or hit me up on social media, the Weekend Wind Up. Get in touch, tell me what you're up to. What your plans are, you got any big things happening the weekend? Or are you just taking it easy? Just get in touch and let me know. And if you want to give any birthday celebrations, shout-outs, anniversaries, or just to say hello, please do. So some great new music, great chat, and all your messages. What more do we want, eh? So thanks for sticking with me. Gonna carry on now with the brand new track. We're loving this. The lead single from the new album. This is called Loneliness. And this is the Pet Shop Boys.
Thank you. The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix 6FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, if you're loose end this evening and you fancy popping out at the Towngate Theatre in Basildon, there's opera for all. And this starts at 7pm and it's a very special concert featuring Roderick Williams and friends, plus the Thames Opera Company Chorus. It's toasted by Ian Skelly. 7pm start and tickets are only £19.50 with concessions available. And for more information, you go to the Towngate Theatre website, which is www.towngatetheatre.co.uk, or you can call 01268 205 300. Go along. And also as well, tonight we have a Call My Bluff Phoenix FM fundraiser at the Navestock Village Hall in Navestock. It's a quiz night with a difference, organised by our newer presenter Roy Tysak. Test your knowledge of unusual words, pit your wits against the experts, and it only costs £20, including an evening meal and refreshments. For more information, go onto our website, which is www.phoenixfm.com, and you can see the event on there. We'd love to see you there. Hop along if you feel like it.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
This is the new one from the Lucettas. Playing this everywhere at the moment. We're loving this. This is Wire Bound.
But I'm so caught in a few times, I guess that I didn't realize it wasn't easy on you. And now I'm so caught in a contract, I got a call on my WhatsApp, it wasn't no one I knew. I'm wire bound, I'm wire bound. And now there's no one around, it's only dragging me down. Baby, I remember we had something, I remember it was easy, I remember it was new. Lately, I've been leaning out my window, tell me all the things I don't know, tell me everything about.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It is indeed. Welcome back to the show. Now, coming up very, very soon, we'll have today's Danny's Choice and then also the Phoenix Film and DVD review, so stay tuned for that. Just want to say a couple of hellos that are coming. Hello to Jacqueline. Hello, my love. Jacqueline, one of our regular listeners, saying, enjoying the show today. Taking it easy after a really, really busy week. Just trying to relax the weekend. That sounds superb. Enjoy yourself. Have a relax. Lots of box sets. Do that. And a big shout as well to Hannah, who messaged in saying, looking forward to the show today. Going out later on today. Just pottering about the weekend. Nothing exciting, but great to have you on in the background. Thank you very much. We love it and we appreciate it. Keep those messages coming in, guys. And as I said, coming up very, very soon, today's Danny's Choice. And what else? And the film and DVD review. And also the travel as well. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Now, this next track has been requested by Jeff. Jeff said he's always been a proud fan of The Quo. And this is one of their greatest. Absolutely, Jeff. Thanks for getting in touch. You just know this from the intro, don't you? Come on!
FM travel news.
Okay, first travel update of the day from me today, and the roads are quite busy. Now, the main problem area at the moment we're seeing is the A128, the Ongar Road. So, there were some temporary traffic lights in place just before the Robin Hood pub. as you leave Brentwood. There was also a broken down vehicle in that area this morning and roadworks as well. So it's a triple handler really, which has really impacted the local area. Traffic is really, really congested around there at the moment. So avoid that if at all possible. There's still the ongoing roadworks on the slip road on the M25 as you leave to come onto Brook Street. So the Brook Street roundabout, heavily congested and built up at the moment as well. All other main roads at the moment are looking not too bad, so that's quite good. Now, London Underground. There are minor delays on the Piccadilly line with severe delays on the Victoria line. And apart from a planned closure this evening of the Waterloo and City line, everything else is running all right on the tube, so pretty good at the moment. C2C, they have a timetable alteration, which means the line between Upminster and Pitsea via Langdon is closed. Service is going to be diverted non-stop by an alternative route between Barking and heading towards Southend, and a rail replacement service will be in place between Upminster and Pitsea via Langdon. So make sure you check with C2C if you are thinking of using the services. Greater Anglia Network Liverpool Street showing is okay at the moment. Service is running fine. No reported delays or timetable amendments, but as we know, that could change, so I'll make sure I keep you updated each and every hour.
Yeah, do that.
That sounds good, doesn't it? I've heard that for a long time. That's Wheatus, Teenage Dirtbag. Now, oh, carry on, boys. Go on, keep going. Keep going. We done. Yes, we are. Now, today, Danny's choice. Oh, this man has pulled it out of the bag today. I know lots of people big fans of this band. I know Danny is, I know my other half is, and yeah, and certainly the lead singer as well. This track doesn't get played as much as everything else, actually. It should do. This is a great track. So, Danny, thanks for today. Really appreciate it. This is an outstanding choice for today. This is The Jam. That's Entertainment.
FM.
You want movies? Please tour in my circle of trust. We got movie reviews on Phoenix FM. That's right.
If it's Saturday, it means Mr. Mark Seabee with the Phoenix Film and DVD Review. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Spencer. How are you?
Not bad, thanks. Not bad at all. Looking forward to today. What delights await us?
It's an eclectic mix once again.
Good.
We've got a film coming out on DVD and Blu-ray, which we'll talk about very shortly. But for now, we'll talk about a film that sadly was put back It was meant to come out in January here in the UK, but then has been put back to this week. Not really sure why.
You ask why?
Yeah, I asked the studio. They just said to me, we've put it back, and that was it. And it was a real shame, because I saw this movie late last year, actually. I thought it was great. This is a movie called The Book of Clarence, and it's all about Clarence, who is struggling to find a better life. He is captivated by the power of the rising Messiah and soon risks everything to carve a path to divine existence.
Okay.
Now, the easiest way for me to describe this movie to you, Spencer, is it's a black, biblical, epic, science fiction, fantasy, romance, drama, comedy.
Right. Yeah. Something for everyone.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's
any romance thrown in? Any romance?
Yeah. Oh, there's plenty of romance as well. Yeah, it gets a bit steamy in there as well. The thing is that all of that, I know that people like, it can't be all of those. It's not far from the truth, because this film is, it's sort of a satire on Christianity and Jesus's story told through the eyes of Clarence, who is a black man. The rest of the cast, except the Romans, are black as well. So it's a spin on the classic biblical stories. I think some people will look at it as a black version of Monty Python's Life of Brian.
I was going to ask that, if there's a nod to that. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Which is no bad thing, because, you know, that's an amazing movie. It's still funny to this day. But this is also a different film as well. There's a little bit less satire in it, but a little bit more fantasy in the way that the story plays out. So, for example, there are several scenes where Clarence sits down to smoke a sheesh pipe and he starts to float. And suddenly a light bulb pops above his head and he's got an idea on how to make money. So it's that sort of fantasy element. It's like it's sort of a little bit weird, a little bit almost like Terry Gilliam-esque type stuff.
Is it slightly near the knuckle? Did it cross the line at all?
I don't think it does, really. No, I don't think you do at all there. It's consistently funny. I think the way that it's funny as well has got an edge to it. And, you know, it's poking fun at, Christianity and religion in general as well, it must be said. It's poking fun at society. Most of all, it's poking fun at class structure and also racism as well. And it's a rather stinging indictment on racism as well. So while you're laughing as well, you know, it's funny and whatever else, there is some real serious under and overtones here as well. Not just about what it was like back in the day, but also today. You know, I think that's what I came away from the film the most with, is that a lot of the things that, you know, in this movie is saying it happened back in those times is still happening in these times as well. It's a really bold movie. It's the type of movie you don't expect it to be, and yet I think it's all the better for it. But then at the same time, you know, I think about who's made this movie. This is from writer-director James Samuels, who previously made a black western called The Harder They Come, which had Idris Elba in it a few years ago. It's on Netflix.
I think I've seen that, actually.
Yeah, great movie. One of my favourite movies from a few years ago. That pulled no punches at all. It really didn't. Such a good one. This one, I think it's got one punch in it, and it is a hard punch, a real hard gut punch. But it's also funny as well. That's the thing. So I think you've got a movie here that is taking serious points and making them in a very forthright manner, but also coupling that with a lot of comedy. The reason this works, beyond James Samuels, who I think is a great filmmaker, and I'm really excited to see what he does in the future as well, is the fact that in the lead role as Clarence is Lakeith Stanfield, who I'm a big fan of. I think he's a naturally funny actor. People might know him from the Haunted Mansion remake from last year, actually.
Oh, the one we reviewed back in November, I think it was.
Yeah, we reviewed it last year.
Yeah.
Most people know him from that. He also did a really, really good film, which was called Sorry to Bother You, which is an amazing film about telemarketers. He's great in this. He's just got a way of being able to pivot so easily from slapstick funny to very serious drama really. The way he does it, I laughed at nearly every line he said in this movie. It's so well scripted and it's so well delivered as well, all the way through. I think he's very, very good in the lead role here. I genuinely think this is like a breakout performance for him. I mean, I know he's done other things, and obviously Haunted Mansion is a big thing, but this really shows how good he is across the board. His range is so good in this one. So, as I said to you earlier, actually, Spencer, you know, as a film, it's funny, but also it's serious. It's a biblical epic that's a science fiction, and it's got fantasy in there, and it's got some romance in there, and it's got some drama, and it's got loads of comedy in there as well. And people are going to say, how does that can't happen? But it does. Somehow, it's mixed it all up with this movie.
Don't question it, just let it go and enjoy it.
Go with it. Yeah. And what you get is one big, entertaining movie. I just thought this was hilarious from start to finish. I don't know why the studio delayed this at all. This, to be honest with you, this would have been perfect at the start of January, you know, just after Christmas, just after, obviously, you know.
Yeah, perfect timing.
Perfect timing. So now, it's just a little bit late, but that shouldn't stop anybody going to see it, because it's still really, really funny. Really funny. So it's called The Book of Clarence. It's in UK cinemas now.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Sounds good. One for the list. Right, what's next?
Fallen Leaves is on DVD and Blu-ray now. This is it's set in modern-day Helsinki, and it's about two lonely souls in search of love who meet by chance in a karaoke bar, but their path to happiness is beset by obstacles, from lost phones to mistaken addresses, alcohol, and also a really charming stray dog as well. I just said to you, you know, a minute ago about how much fun I had with The Book of Clarence, and there's a lot of dry humour in that. I thought I had a dry sense of humour. I really did. Nothing compared to this movie. You are going to need a jug of water to get anywhere near a bit of moisture from the dryness in this movie.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, it's so dry.
Is it too dry?
I think it is. I do think it is. I mean, don't get me wrong. Look, it's a curious piece because it knows how dry it is, but it does nothing about it, because that's how the two central characters are. They're not going to change. If you can get through the first 10 minutes with how dry and expressionless Ansa and Holappa, that's their names, are, then you're going to be okay for the rest of the film. I mean, just to say that these characters are very much without physical expression. They express themselves internally. So when they go to the karaoke bar and sing a song, there is nothing happening apart from them stood rigid right in front of the screen while slowly droning the lyrics of very popular songs with no movement, no energy at all. It's like watching a statue do karaoke. It's weird. You're right. It's weird. So as I said, very dry movie. Some of it I did enjoy. There are times in this film where Ansa really gets to put one over on some people who have written her off as weak and feeble, and I enjoyed that a lot. I thought that was quite funny in a very dry way. And the stray dog subplot is all sorts of funny and cute as well. That works very well in this. So I think when it comes to this movie, it's kind of a comedy of errors romance. Well, I've got a bit of a problem with that, because the issue is then you've got to feel warmth or excitement or lust that these characters are giving off. And I realise both of them don't do emotions, but it's really difficult to watch two people fall in love, but they have no emotions. You know, even them trying to crack a smile or a peck on the cheek is difficult. You know, look, I'm not calling for like Richard Curtis levels of schmaltz, but I just think you need some emotion injected between them when they eventually start to connect. Having a romance movie without external romance is a tough sell. It's a really tough sell. And I don't think the two characters here do enough to make you feel happiness for either of them, both of them. I don't know. It's not that it's a cold movie. It's not that it's a cut-off movie, you know, any of that. There are funny bits here, and they're done in a very dry way. But that romance angle, because this is a romance after all, it's so difficult to fall for it. It's so difficult to fall under its spell because of how dry it is. So I think outside of the little funny moments, the genuine laugh out loud moments, as I said, the dog is really good, actually. This is too dry. Way too dry. Way, way too dry.
Yeah, and when it's too much, it just switches you off, doesn't it? It really does.
It does, yeah. You bring up a good point there, actually. And as I said, the characters, I thought, well, okay, something will happen, but it doesn't. They just continue. And the comedy of errors of them not quite getting together, and then they get together, and then that's kind of funny. But after a while, the romance doesn't rise as it should do. You don't start to feel like they're getting anywhere.
No, that's a shame. That's a shame. Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much. So, next week
we're going to do a movie in space. It's called ISS. That's right, the International Space Station. It's about American astronauts also staying on the ISS with Russian astronauts while a war between America and Russia breaks out on Earth and what they have to do to survive on the ISS. So we're going to review that. We're going to review, on DVD and Blu-ray, we're going to review The Three Musketeers, Milady. Do you remember us reviewing a few months ago, I think it was, Three Musketeers, D'Artagnan, the French one?
And we did, yes.
I said to you, fantastic. This is the sequel. This is a sequel. And it's out on DVD and Blu-ray next week, so we're going to review that. And if you subscribe to the podcast, we will review a French movie called Last Summer, which is about a woman who's a brilliant lawyer who falls in love with a young man who is the son from her husband's previous relationship. It's a French movie that is going to be streaming on the BFI player. So we're going to review that if you subscribe to the podcast.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. So listen, you have a great weekend. Thanks for today. Appreciate it. And I will see you next week.
Will do. You too.
You take care.
Miss this week's film reviews? Then listen again on phoenixfm.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
say we are.